Well, it was really a blessing because that night, that evening, actually, he was laying in his room, in his bedroom, and laying down for a while. Rachel was out on the phone, and he started calling, Mom, come here. Did you see him? Rachel's all going, see who? He's going, the guy. He just left. My favorite guy. And Rachel said, well, is he going to come again? And he said, no, he only comes once. And then that night, Chetty was really up for playing a game. We played Rummy Cube as a family. We spent the evening together. And then later that evening, he had difficulty breathing and was having a hard time. And we all just laid down with him in his bedroom and held his hand.
It was the most incredible experience
He had pain, you know, but we were able to medicate that. And and his last words were, what do I do now, Mom? And I
had to think, as a mom, you always want to keep your children. And my initial selfish reaction was, stay, don't leave me. And I took a deep breath and I prayed and I just said, Lord, what do I say to him? And I had a vision of him running into Jesus' arms. So I just squeezed his hand and I said, go, baby, run into Jesus' arms. And he did. And it was very surreal. It was just the most incredible experience to me to just watch him peacefully smile and close his eyes. And he left. It wasn't like I watched him die. I watched him move on, which is how we even handle day-to-day life, is knowing that he's in a better place.